Report: At least 700 Afghans have fled U.S. military bases. By John Binder on October 1, 2021. At least 700 Afghans have fled United States military bases before having been resettled by refugee contractors, new figures reveal. The figures, exclusively reported by Reuters, detail how many hundreds of Afghans brought to the U.S. as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation are prematurely leaving 8 military bases in Texas, Wisconsin, Virginia, Indiana, New Mexico, and New Jersey. Reuters reports. Something unexpected is happening at U.S. military bases hosting Afghan evacuees. Many hundreds of them are simply leaving before receiving U.S. resettlement services. Two sources familiar with the data told Reuters. Emphasis added. In a statement, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security DHS spokesperson declined to comment on the figures provided to Reuters by sources but said people who had left the bases generally had ties to the United States, like family members of friends, and resources to support themselves. Emphasis added. Immigration experts say Afghans who leave the bases are not breaking U.S. laws and military officials have no legal authority to hold law-abiding Afghans against their will at any of the 8 locations hosting 53,000 Afghans who fled the Taliban on U.S. evacuation flights. Emphasis added. Currently, there are about 40,800 Afghans on the bases, though the number could be dwindling. In total, Reuters reports that there have been at least 700 Afghans have left the bases without having been officially resettled by refugee contractors who are using American taxpayer money to resettle them across 46 states. At Fort Bliss in Texas, alone, Reuters reports that more than 300 Afghans have left the base since arriving weeks ago. The sources told Reuters that the number of Afghans leaving each base varies. This week, 49 Senate and House Republicans helped Democrats pass a government funding bill that will open the door to endless migration from Afghanistan to the U.S. and delivers taxpayer-funded public benefits to Afghans, regardless of their immigration status, once they arrive. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.